今天我们讲的是第一性原理。
Today we're talking about first principles thinking.
顶尖高手都在用的底层思维。
The bottom level thinking that top experts use.
你做决定的时候
When you make a decision,
大多依赖经验还是依赖感觉呢？
Do you mostly rely on experience or intuition?
哪一种更容易让你成
功？Which one is easier for you to succeed?
很多人一辈子都卡在这里，遇到问题。
Many people get stuck here and encounter problems for a lifetime.
第一反应不是重新思考。
The first reaction is not to rethink.
而是翻旧经验。
Instead, draw on past experience.
可问题是经验。
The problem is experience.
有时候帮你避坑。
Sometimes help you avoid pitfalls.
有时候也会把你困在原地。
Sometimes it can also trap you in place.
今天我们讲第一性原理，会拆解四本书的精华，形而上学。
Today, we will discuss the four books breaking down the essence of first principles.
第一性原理
First principles
乔布斯传、马斯克传
Jobs biography, Musk biography
把一个问题讲透
Explain a problem thoroughly
什么是真正的第一性原理
What is true first principles thinking
普通人又该怎么用
How can ordinary people use it?
它改变自己的决策方式。
It changed its decision-making process.
如果你总是在同一个地方反复犯错
If you always make the same mistakes,
明明不甘心
Despite his unwillingness,
却又总是拖延，做决定
But I always procrastinate making decisions.
慢半拍，情绪一上来就乱了。
Once the mood of frustration comes up, it's all over.
听过很多道理
I've heard a lot of principles.
最后还是回到老样子
In the end, things went back to normal.
那你真正缺的可能不是努力呢
What you really lack may not be effort.
而是一套能穿透表象的思维方式
It is a way of thinking that can penetrate the surface.
先说第一性原理是什么
First, what is the principle of first principles?
很多人以为他是马斯克发明的
Many people think he is invented by Musk.
其实不是，这个概念
Actually, it's not about this concept.
最早可以追溯到亚里士多德
Can be traced back to Aristotle.
他在形而上学里讲过
He talked about it in the field of metaphysics.
对任何一个系统里都有一个最基本不能再往下拆的起点。
Every system has a fundamental starting point that cannot be further divided.
这个起点不依赖别的假
设。This starting point is independent.
假设它就是问题的根。说的直白一点。
Assume he is the root of the problem.
第一性原理就是别急着看别人怎么做。
The fundamental principle is not to rush to see how others do it.
先问这件事最底层到底是什么。
First, ask what is the most fundamental thing about this matter.
比如盖楼，装修再豪华，地。
For example, even if a building is decorated luxuriously,
基不稳，早。
A stable foundation,
早晚出问题，比如。
Morning and evening problems.
做饭，食材不行，调。
For example, if the ingredients for cooking are not available,
调料再多也。
More seasoning,
掩盖不了本质，很。
This doesn't hide the essence.
很多人做决定失败。
Many people make decisions and fail.
不是因为不聪明，而。
Not because of being unintelligent.
不是从一开始就站错了位置。
Instead, he started from the wrong position.
乔布斯引用过福特那句话。
Jobs quoted Ford's words.
如果我问顾客想要什么，他。
If I ask the customer what they want,
他们会说想要一匹更快的马。
They will say they want a faster horse.
这句话厉害的地方在于
The key point of this sentence is
他揭开了普通思维的局限。
He broke the limitations of ordinary thinking.
大多数人只会在旧框架里找答案。
Most people only look for answers within the old framework.
大家骑马。
Everyone rides horses.
那就想办法让马更快。
Let's think of ways to make the horse run faster.
但福特看见的是
But Ford saw that
本质
Essence
人们要的根本不是马
People don't need horses
而是更快更方便地到达目的地
Instead, it's faster and more convenient to get to the destination.
所以答案不是改良马
Therefore, the answer is not to improve the horse.
而是造汽车。
Instead, build a car.
乔布斯做 iPhone, 也是一样。
Jobs also did iPhone.
当年手机厂商都在研究按键。
In the past, mobile phone manufacturers were all researching buttons.
电池、抗摔、方向看起来都没错。
The battery is not damaged, and the direction is correct.
但乔布斯问的是
But Jobs asked,
人们拿着手机真正想完成什么
What people really want to achieve with their phones?
他看到的不是电话
He didn't see a phone.
而是一台装进口袋里的电脑能上网
And a computer that fits in your pocket can access the internet.
能听歌
Can listen to music
能看视频
Can watch videos
能处理生活里的大部分需求
Can handle most of the needs in life
所以他把键盘删掉吧
So he deleted the keyboard
把屏幕放大
Zoom in on the screen
重新定义了手机
Redefine the smartphone
你会发现普通人是在经验里内卷，高手是在本质上重建规则。
You will find that ordinary people are masters of internal competition, while those who are fundamentally rebuild the rules.
马斯克把第一性原理用得更极致。
Musk uses first principles thinking to an extreme.
SpaceX 早期想造火箭时。
SpaceX, when it was early, wanted to build rockets.
所有人都说太贵了。
Everyone says it's too expensive.
民营公司根本玩不起。他去俄罗斯问价，一枚火箭要6550万美元。
Private companies can't afford to ask for $6,050,000 for a rocket in Russia.
如果用普通人的逻辑。
If using ordinary people's logic,
这件事到这里就结束了。
This is the end of the matter.
太贵，买不起，算了。
Too expensive. I can't afford it, so I'll give up.
但马斯克没有接受火箭。
But Musk didn't accept the rocket.
本来就贵这个结论。
This is already a conclusion.
他问了一个更底层的问题。
He asked a more fundamental question.
火箭到底由什么组成
？What are the components of a rocket？
这些材料本身值多少钱
？What is the value of these materials？
后来他发现铝合金、钛。
Later, he discovered aluminum alloy, titanium,
铜、
copper、
碳纤维这些原材料只占火箭总价很小的一部分。
The raw materials of carbon fiber only account for a small part of the total cost of the rocket.
真正贵的是层层外包、低效流程和行业默认的高利润。
What is truly valuable is the layered outsourcing and inefficient processes, as well as the industry's default high profit margins.
于是
So,
他决定从材料和流程重新做。
He decided to redo it from materials and processes.
最后把火箭成本大幅降下来。
Finally, significantly reduced the cost of the rocket.
后面才有了可回收火箭。
Only then did reusable rockets come into being.
这就是第一性原理最狠的地方。
This is the most powerful aspect of first principles thinking.
它不是让你更勤奋。
It's not about making you work harder.
而是让你先切掉错误前提。
Instead, you should first eliminate the incorrect premise.
那普通人怎么用？
How do ordinary people use it?
第一步，质疑。
The first step is to question.
假设你想辞职，先别急着辞，问自己，到底是公司不好。
First, don't rush to resign. Before you do, ask yourself if the company is bad.
还是你没有成长。
Have you not grown up?
是行业。
Industry.
没机会。
No chance.
还是你能力没跟上。
Are you still lagging behind?
很多时候你问到最后会发现，真正的问题不是换一家公司。
Often, when you ask yourself this question, you realize that the real problem isn't changing companies.
而是先补上一个关键短板。
Instead, first address a critical weakness.
第二步。
Step 2.
拆解事实。
Dissect the facts.
比如你想减肥。
For example, if you want to lose weight.
先别一上来就办卡，买装备，找私教。
First, don't rush into buying a card, equipment, or hiring a private tutor right away.
你要先问减肥的本质是什么。
What do you want to know first?
其实就是热量缺口。
It's actually just a heat deficit.
你喝一罐可乐。
You drink a can of soda.
可能只要半分钟，跑掉。
It might only take half a minute to escape.
这些热量却要很久，想清楚这个，你就知道控制入口往往比盲目运动更关键。
However, it takes a long time to think about this, which shows that controlling the entrance is often more important than blindly moving.
第三步。
Third step.
不，从零构建。
Build from scratch.
比如你想积累人脉。
For example, if you want to build your network,
很多人会到处加微信，参加饭局。
Many people go around adding WeChat to join meals.
但真正有用的人脉不是你认识多少人。
But the truly useful network is not about how many people you know.
而是关键时候有多少人愿意帮你，别人。
But the key is how many people are willing to help others at critical moments.
为什么愿意帮？
Why would you help?
因为信任你，也认可你的长期价值。
Because you trust and recognize your long-term value.
所以人脉的本质不是社交。
Therefore, the essence of networking is not socializing.
而是价值交换。
It's a value exchange.
你越急着混圈子，
The faster you try to get into a circle,
越容易变成别人局里的背景板。
It's easy to become a background in someone else's game.
你先把自己做出来，关系。
You don't need to do it for yourself.
反而会自然生长。
Instead, it will grow naturally.
第一性原理说到底，就是把问题拆到不能再拆。
The fundamental principle, in essence, is to break down the problem into its most basic components.
再从那个最真实的起点重新出发。
Start from the most authentic starting point again.
很多人痛苦，是因为一直在错误的系统里用力，看起来很忙。
Many people suffer because they are constantly working hard in the wrong system.
其实只是在重复旧路径。
In fact, it's just repeating the old path.
真正的认知进化
True cognitive evolution
不是知道更多概念
Not knowing more concepts
而是敢把自己相信过的东西重新拆开。
Instead, he dared to dismantle the things he had previously believed in.
凡是符合客观规律的
All that conforms to objective laws.
早晚会走通
We will get through this.
凡是违背客观规律的
Anything that violates the objective laws.
再努力
Keep trying.
你 也只是原地消耗。
Just a waste of energy.